My wife is from the Dominican Republic. She's Latin. She's very, very shy. But if you mistake her for Puerto Rican, she'll stab you. So, don't do that because it hurts. 7 stitches. But she's Dominican. She's very Dominican. She's batting 337. Oh, boy. I remember meeting her family, and I was walking through the house, man. I noticed all the furniture is covered with clear plastic. And if you've sat on clear plastic furniture, but it makes a lot of noise, but it's not noise in your favor, it sounds like you have intestinal problems. And every time you change positions, you got to everybody what's going on. Chair. Furniture. Okay, look, I'm lactose. There, I said it, okay. I had a sundae, it was delicious. Don't judge me. Here's some more advice. Never sit on clear plastic furniture in the summertime and you're wearing shorts. Ow. The chair does not want to let you go, man. I'll sit like for an hour and a half just chilling like, oh, we're leaving? All right, nice meeting y'all, take care. I turned back around, my calf muscle was right there. I'm like, hey, I got a tibia. Hmm. Oh, man. So we went to Spain for our honeymoon. That was my wife's idea to go to Spain. She goes, you know what? I want to go someplace exotic, someplace romantic, where I can speak my first language. I jumped and said, Puerto Rico. Then she stabbed me. I'm joking. It was a slash. But Spain is beautiful, man. A lot of history in Spain. If you ever get a chance to go, it's beautiful. The only problem I had in Spain was in the restaurants trying to order the food. Now, my wife had no problem because that's her language. Her and the waiter got along fine, just like a song. La 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 la. And the best I could do with my non-Spanish speaking stuff was stick my head in the middle of the conversation and go. And thank God there's pictures on the menu, man. I'm ordering my food. I sound like a goofy caveman. Me, eat, eat. With cheese. So I got frustrated. I said, before I leave Spain, I'm gonna learn something. Right? And I'm very proud of myself. I learned the phrase KSSO. KSSO means what is that? Right? So I'm going through Spain, everything's KSSO, what is that? KSSO, what is that? KSSO, KSSO, what is that? And there are no black folks in Spain. None. I checked. And I'm gonna tell you how I was convinced. I was walking down the street, little kids are going, KSSO. True story. Oh boy. You going on a honeymoon? Where are you going for the honeymoon? Cabo, then Vegas. Really? Wow, that's interesting. How many days in Cabo, and then how many, then you're gonna go to Vegas? Wow, you all have a job? Okay, does he? Because apparently he's got a lot of free time on his hands. Wow, what does he do? BGE? Oh, okay. everyone laughed at BGE. I don't know what BGE is. That doesn't help me either. Oh, Baltimore Gas and Electric. Oh, it looks like that. We have Con Edison in New York, so yeah. Oh, okay. Why were they laughing? Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Anna used to work, and she quit, actually. Right? What's his name? She might know him. She can find out what he really did down there in Cancun. Oh boy. Well, anyway, good luck. What? I can hear you. it's not like at the movies or something. Like I can hear. People freak out when I can hear them in a conversation. Like, it's like it's talking to me. People are like, okay, I'm gonna give you all a little hint. Without these lights and a microphone. back to the illusion. So anyway.